You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app at 22 and 52 after the hour, though we focus on what is going on here in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and good Thursday morning. And every day that I sit here at our table in our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, usually I'm looking out the window and I always see right across the way the Children's Imaginarium. And there's going to be a terrific event going on tomorrow, Friday morning, at the Children's Imaginarium involving Dairy Month. And to talk about it, we're very happy to welcome back into our studio Julie Bowman, the Executive Director of the Children's Imaginarium. Thank you for coming back in, Julie.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And not only you, but you brought a guest as well.
I did. I brought my good friend Holly from 4-H.
Holly Larson from 4-H. Holly, nice to meet you and nice to have you in as well.
Thanks for the invite. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Holly, first of all, what's your position with 4-H?
So I am the 4-H educator in Marathon County 4-H.
Fantastic. And this is an event that the Children's Imaginarium and the Marathon County 4-H are teaming up with. Julie, what is the event? We'll start right there.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We are so incredibly thankful to have our partnership with Marathon County 4-H. First and foremost, they have been to our museum and has done some amazing programming, and they're coming back again this coming Friday, June 20th, from 10 to 12, so 10 to noon, at the Children's Imaginarium as we celebrate Dairy Month, and it's going to be an utterly fun STEM day.
I got to say right away, the thing that kind of jumped out when I received the information from you, you're going to be bringing a cow in. I just think it's so cool that you're bringing a cow for the kids and for that. And before we talk about the specifics about the event, Holly, 4-H, it's such a traditional organization here in central Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest and throughout the country. Could you give folks who are maybe not as familiar with 4-H and what is 4-H for the 21st century?
Oh, that's a great question. So 4-H here in Marathon County, like you said, across the nation, across the world, is a youth development program for youth who are in kindergarten through 1 year past high school. And the thing that I love about it, I think it's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure program. So whatever sparks the youth and their families, we have a variety of different programs, project areas for workshops. There's travel. Next week I'm going to Washington, D.C. with a group of youth from across the state. There is opportunity for leadership, camp counseling, right? That we have such a variety of opportunities for our youth and their families. And a great team of mentors here in Marathon County that are volunteers that share their knowledge and provide opportunities for the youth.
How did this event come together?
Well, as you know, 4-H is really involved in STEM. We're a STEM-based museum, science, technology, engineering, and math. And I've known Holly for years. She's a great collaborator. And, when we opened our doors, part of our core values is to have community relations and collaboration. So I went no further than to reach out to Holly at 4-H and invite them in. They come into our facility and take over the STEM lab and create a unique learning experience. It also provides opportunities for kids that come into the museum to be made aware of this amazing opportunity in our community, because we want to collaborate with them and provide those opportunities for outside the museum as well.
I was telling Holly while we were waiting for you to arrive that last week I went to lunch and I walked past the Imaginarium.
Yeah.
And as I was walking by, there was a family that was walking in.
Yeah.
It was a couple of parents and I think three kids coming in. And you could just see that they were excited to be there.
Yes.
And we haven't talked in a little bit, and we'll get more specific on this event coming up as well. But I wanted to ask you, because, again, I haven't talked to you in a little bit, how has it been going?
It has been doing remarkably and amazingly well. I mean, our goal for the first year, I was just telling somebody, was for 2024, we hope to have 28,000 visitors through our door. By the end of 2024, we had 40,000. And we're probably getting close to almost 60,000 people that have come through our doors. And it's not just Marathon County. We have kind of become more of a central Wisconsin draw, so mm-hmm. it's more than 45 miles outside of our radius, which is amazing. So we really want to be that community expert or that resource for STEM learning, because STEM learning advances families, advances kids. It's an amazing opportunity to promote and provide these opportunities in our community.
Again, we're talking to Julie Bowman, Executive Director of the Children's Imaginarium, and Holly Lerson from Marathon County 4-H here on 98.9 WXEO. And let's talk about this event, Dairy Month Exploration. And it's coming up Friday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon at the Children's Imaginarium. And there's a lot going on. And I think it's, as you talked about, Julie, and we'll ask Holly here as well in terms of what's going to happen here. It's a combination of learning and fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's part of our, what I love about it too, about our 4-H program, is that we provide these educational experiences hands-on, and we get to share the things that we love with the community, and inviting them in on Friday. We're going to be outside the Imaginarium. We're going to, Paisley, one of my staff members, are bringing one of her calves. So you get to meet Paisley, and then we're going to have all sorts of activities outside the Imaginarium. So you can come and hang out with us on Friday morning.
And one of the aspects, again, that we talked about previously with the Imaginarium is using fun activities to learn. And
right.
It looks like this is going to be continuing right. with this event as well.
Right. I mean, we are play-based learning, so we want them to learn through hands-on exploration and creativity to spark that curiosity. And every time a kid touches an exhibit or explores an opportunity, they're going to learn something. When they come back to it, they might learn something different. So these opportunities continue the learning cycle, especially with our summer.
Mm-hmm.
You sometimes hear about summer slide, right, where
yeah.
kids kind of regress over the summer.
Yep.
These opportunities provide further educational opportunities so they can continue the learning process throughout the summer.
And we will continue our discussion with Julie and Holly in about 22 minutes or so. We'll be back at 7:52 for our next local segment here during the program. But we're going to take a time out, get a farm report as part of our information update here in mere moments, and then back to Pat Kreitlow for more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. Good morning again. It is Thursday morning, June the 19th of 2025. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, during the 22 and 52 minutes after the hour segments, we come here and talk about what's going on in Wausau. And in fact, we are right across the way from the Children's Imaginarium here in downtown Wausau. Coming up tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, it is the Dairy Month Exploration. You can discover Wisconsin's rich dairy heritage with Marathon County 4-H at the Children's Imaginarium, where they'll be celebrating the state's diverse dairy products and traditions. And again, they will be bringing in Paisley the calf, have homemade ice cream and butter, learn dairy facts through games, cheese tasting, and a whole bunch more. Earlier in the hour, we started our conversation with the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium, Julie Bowman, and also Holly Lerson from Marathon County 4-H. And we continue that conversation right now for 4-H members. What is the involvement going to be with this event?
So we do have a team of my summer 4-H staff that's mm-hmm. been working with me to help with the community outreach programs. And there are some youth and a few volunteers that are coming. So we'll have a team coming on Friday morning and to help share the these learning opportunities, right? So dairy has a rich history to Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. A very important part of 4-H. So we tie all those things together. So we'll be sharing things like making how to make homemade butter. We're going to make homemade ice cream. Sharing the importance of fat in milk through some activities where we're blowing bubbles and looking at all the different aspects of milk fat. and then there's some trivia games that we have created and just some a table with some general 4-H information. So if they're looking for some information on how to connect with us and participate with our program and other activities. So we are always looking for an opportunity to meet the public and share our amazing things with them.
And Paisley the calf is going to be there. That's yes. what I'm so excited.
I think that's what Julie's excited yes. about the most.
When Ooh, I said, so when adorable.
When I asked Julie, can we bring a calf? And she was like, yes. Super excited.
You're going to be there to help unload Paisley when Paisley gets there?
I will tell you, Paisley will not be in the museum, but will be outside the museum. But, you know, she's just adorable. She's in the marketing materials that I shared, and she's got her tongue.
It jumped right out to me when I opened up the email that you sent, and seeing Paisley the calf is like so very cool. You got to take Paisley on a tour.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, as Holly stressed that, you know, our dairy industry is a very important community stakeholder in right here in Wausau in Marathon County. So we want to support that and showcase it.
It just sounds wonderful to be able to have the youth of the 4-H teaming up here and again mm-hmm. have so many youth and families coming through again the Children's Imaginarium cheese tasting as well. I saw
yes
you said ice cream yes. butter and cheese. It's all there.
Yes. So and that's another partner through our office. Some of my other colleagues through Foodwise and some of the other colleagues are like, hey, can we come help too? So Foodwise program is actually leading the cheese tasting and sampling piece and getting a little extra education in the different types of Wisconsin cheeses that are come right from our backyards, right? And I think that's important to know our farm-to-table pieces, too, with this program.
And there are many types of cheese. That's one thing for sure.
Right.
Julie, how much does this cost, folks?
So, well, obviously you can see Paisley the cow outside for free. Yes. Yep. Admission is $10 per person to come in. One and under is free. If you're not able to afford it, we do have our Access for All program that you can apply to, which reduces the cost of admission. So, and it's free to members.
And
so,
it's such a wonderful place. I mean, and again, you love seeing the excitement in the children and the families themselves.
It's a pretty positive place to be. Lots of giggles, lots of smiles. It's an amazing opportunity to be in that setting.
Terrific. So a very special Dairy Month exploration going on at the Children's Imaginarium Friday, tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon featuring Paisley the calf and a whole bunch of fun activities. Again, the homemade ice cream and butter, learn dairy facts through games, cheese tasting, and a whole bunch more. So again, Julie and Holly, anything you want to add before we wrap things up? Did we miss anything here that you would like to add before we complete?
No, I think everybody should move on over to the Children's Imaginarium on Friday and see us. We'll be outside and have all our events outside this time.
Yeah. Fantastic. Even before the heat wave starts on the weekend.
Yes. Summer's here.
But Julie and Holly, thank you both for stopping on by. Hopefully it's a wonderful event. Hopefully, knock on wood, the weather does cooperate. And congratulations on all the great work that both of you do.
Thank you.
And great to talk to both Julie Bowman and Holly Lerson. And again, if you have kids who would look for a great time and also learn a little bit about our dairy industry here in Wisconsin, stop by the Children's Imaginarium again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Should be a lot of fun. And meet Paisley the calf. Yep, the Paisley will be there, and it should be, again, a lot of fun. Hey, if you think you're not getting enough of me, hey, you can get more of me coming up. In fact, we have an information update coming up here at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Get news, weather, sports, and then we'll get back to Pat Kreitlow and Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And I will be on the show coming up along with Brittany Merlot talking about the weather, then I will join in, talk about whatever's on Pat's mind. So who knows? But I will be with Pat Kreitlow coming up in the next segment right after our information update. Got another hour to go here on this Thursday morning. Glad you could be with us. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. And good morning once again, everyone. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Plenty of sunshine, temperature already warming up, 65 degrees. It'll be a warm one here today. Highs in the lower 80s. Then, of course, we will have a chance of some rain as we get into the evening and tomorrow. And then really hot on the weekend. 92 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, it's going to be true summer weather. You hear the voice of Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I want to talk a little bit more about this letter to the editor that the mayor of Wausau has sent to the Wausau Pilot and Review. Just talked about it with Pat Kreitlow. But recently, Shireen Seward of the Pilot had put out an article recommending that the city go to a city manager form of government. And folks here in this community remember in the past decade or so, there was actually a vote on this. And the folks voted to keep the mayor council form of government. But now Shireen Seward, seeing a lot of the dysfunction that we are currently witnessing in City Hall in the city of Wausau, right, came out with a editorial that said that she would believe that Wausau will be better served with a city manager. And responding to that, the mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinney, has sent in a note and saying that he agrees, that he has found that despite his hard work and despite his goodwill, that he's just not been able to fix all the dysfunction that's going on. And it's not about mistakes he has made. It's about structure. That's what he says. It's let me read one of the paragraphs early on. And I think folks, and again, they can check it out, the entire letter that the mayor had sent to Wausau Pilot and Review at the website, wausaupilotandreview.com. But Mayor Dinney said, "When I took office, I truly believe through hard work, collaboration, and yes, sheer force of will, we could change the tone and direction of local government. I believe that with enough effort, we could overcome dysfunction and personality-driven politics. But I have come to realize that it's not just a matter of effort or goodwill. It's about structure. And our current structure is holding us back." Well, I don't believe it's the structure. And the idea that under the previous administration of Mayor Katie Rosenberg that it was a complete dysfunctional government is completely wrong. What I think the actual part of that paragraph that jumped out to me, and that the whole point of what the right has tried to accomplish in Wausau, first by defeating Mayor Rosenberg and now putting in somebody more of their political persuasion in Doug Dinney, is the idea of personality-driven politics. And that's what they say. And it's, and I look at it completely differently. I don't look at it as personality-driven politics. I look at it as a mayor trying to be a positive force within a community. And that's what Katie Rosenberg did during her term in office.
And she did a good job.
And this also goes back beyond the mayoral idea here. It goes back to the idea of a community for all, a community that stands for everybody, not just for the chosen few. And we saw when the Community for All got pushed right back by some members of our community, basically saying, no, we don't want to be known as a community for all. I mean, that said it all right there. Yes, and it goes, continues, I think, through the rest of Mayor Rosenberg's administration, to the election of last year, and now to the Doug Dinney administration.
But the idea that all of this is structure and has nothing to do with the actions of Mayor Denny since he took office last spring is completely blind to the facts.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that there is not an argument that could be made that maybe a city manager could be helpful in some way. I don't know. I think obviously we're going to go into this discussion. I think after the editorial from Shireen Seward and now the response from Mayor Denny, that this discussion will continue. But I hope that this discussion is a wide net in terms of everything that could be right and also everything that could be wrong with a city manager form of government.
I agree.
Tend to believe that within our system of government that the voters have a responsibility as well. That the idea that this is almost the idea of moving to a manager form of government in a sense is to protect the voters from themselves in a sense. That if the voters are able to look at the candidates and look at the strengths and the weaknesses of the candidates and then hold our office holders to account, then our system should be able to work. But if you don't believe that the voters are capable of that, then you bring in non-elected folks. And there is a lot of evidence out there that in some cases a city manager can work. But there's also a lot of evidence that it can be very difficult because the good ones tend to be gobbled up. That if you find somebody that's really good, mm-hmm. then maybe somebody else in a bigger community who has a greater package of benefits or compensation would be able to come in and make them an offer that they can move on. And then you have to find somebody. And we have seen instances, and not just around the country, but here in Wisconsin and even in central Wisconsin, where you have a manager is not up to the job, or a manager is up to the job but doesn't get along with council. So again, it's not a case where the mayor's having problems with the council. It could just as easily be a manager could have problems with the council as well. So again, this I think is only the beginning of this conversation. But again, I would encourage you to check out WassauPilotReview.com to find out more about what Mayor Doug Denny wrote in his letter to the editor endorsing the editorial from Shireen Seward. Coming up at the end of the program, we'll have another edition of Number for the Day quiz.
Yes.
And our topic will be Pokemon.
Pokemon.
So we'll talk about that
awesome.
In our final moments of the show. But coming up next, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Last night, I hope you were with us as we continued our coverage this summer of Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball. Our second broadcast last evening. It was a great night over at Wausau East. In fact, the Post 10 and Post 492 from D.C. Everest, both the softball and the baseball teams were together. It was at Wausau East. They got the Ball Diamonds right next to each other. Had a doubleheader. Had the Junior League and the Senior Leagues. Back-to-back games free food, free hot dogs, free hamburgers, free beverages. A lot of folks came out. The rain held off, so it was a really nice night and a great night of softball and baseball where the D.C. Everest and Wausau
American Legion communities came together in the game that we had here on 98.9 WXCO. It was DC Everest post 492 defeating post 10 by a score of 9-3. So Wausau now 1-2 on the season. We will have our next broadcast of Wausau post 10 softball next Wednesday when they host Tomahawk. Tomahawk will come to Sunnyvale and we'll have the coverage next Wednesday, starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. And if you missed last night's broadcast or any of our recent broadcast of play-by-play, you can get it as a podcast. Just search WXCO Sports on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts. You can also get there by going to WXCO Sports through WXCO.fm and civicmedia.us. Click on shows and then scroll down and find WXCO Sports and click on that to get previous broadcasts as well. On the baseball side last night, it was Wausau post 10 shutting down DC Everest post 492 by a score of 3-0. Northwoods League, great comeback last night for the Wausau Woodchucks. They were down in Mequon taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks. Trailed late, but came back with three runs in the ninth inning to beat the Chinooks by a score of 6-5. So the Woodchucks remain one half game behind Madison in the standings. Madison defeated Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 3-1 last night. So the Woodchucks are now 14-8 on the season, while the Mallards are 14-7. So a good battle here in the first half of the season in the Great Lakes West. Meantime, it was not quite as successful last night for the Wausau Ignite Northwoods League softball team. The Ignite fell to La Crosse by a score of 19-6. So been a bit of a slow start for the Ignite in their first season, but still plenty of time to turn things around. The Ignite are 2-6 on the season. I was looking at the Northwoods League softball standings and got some interesting nicknames. You want to hear some of these names?
Yes, I do.
Because you got the Ignite, which is pretty straightforward, I think, actually. But you got the team that's in first place right now is from Madison. The team name is the Nightmares. Two words. The Madison Nightmares.
Oh, is that like the horse?
I don't know. That's actually a good question. That's a good question because it's night.
It's a play on words.
Yeah, because it's actually, because I think nightmare, the dreams are one word, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, nightmares, I believe, is two words.
Yeah, the nightmares
here. You're talking
about
that, you're talking about the horses.
Yep. Oh, very interesting. I did not know that. Mankato's team is named the, and it's, I think, it's either Habaneros or Habaneros. It's with an H.
Habaneros, yeah.
So I have no idea what that means. Do you know what that is?
I believe that's a pepper, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Habanero peppers are something you put on your burgers to make them more spicy.
You learn something new every day. And then you got the Minot Honeybees. The Honeybees.
That's actually a cool name.
I've never heard one that. I like that. And I like them when they have an S on it. I'm not a big fan without an S.
Plural. Is it just a single?
And then you have a single, Lacrosse. Lacrosse Steam. How can you be known as Steam?
Lacrosse
Steam.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know either. So that's those. And then, of course, the Ignite here in Wausau. So those are the teams in the Northwoods League. They have five teams right now in softball, and I'm sure they will expand those as the league continues to grow. So, again, if you have an opportunity, get out to Athletic Park, see both the Woodchucks and the Ignite during the course of the summer. And, again, so many great activities to take part in during the course of the summer months.
It'd be interesting to see if those teams have mascots and what they look like. I bet the Nightmares is probably a big horse and the Habaneros is just like a big pepper.
I think that would be fun to see. I think that's another reason to go on out and to be able to see some of the games going on. And of course, we talked earlier in the show to Julie Bowman about the big event tomorrow from 10 a.m. until noon, Dairy Month Exploration over at the Children's Imaginarium just across the way here in downtown. If you missed our discussion, again, you can catch it as a podcast coming up as well.
That's right.
But before we wrap things up this morning, we need to always finish up with our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh.
Yes.
You are 2-for-3 this week, so you've already got a passing grade. And now we're going to try to clinch a winning week.
Yes.
And do you remember what our topic is?
Pokemon.
Pokemon!
I grew up on a Pokemon. Well, then, I still remember the original.
Maybe you will know this then. Our number for the day is a big number.
Okay.
The number of cards published in the Pokemon franchise since its debut.
Ooh.
All right, here are your choices.
Okay.
Your choices are $25 billion, $45 billion, $65 billion.
Well, there is a lot of Pokemon cards out there. $25 million,
$45
billion. Billion. Sorry, a billion. Thank you. $25 billion, $45 billion, or $65 billion. Anyway, I'm going to say, just going on my gut here, I'm going to say $65 billion. I'm going with the biggest number, I'd say, is my final answer. I'm going to say $65 billion.
All right. Number of cards published in the Pokemon franchise since its debut is 65 billion.
Yes. Awesome.
3 out of 4 this week. You are a red hot right now.
Winning week.
Like we'll go for an A grade tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chet. Happy Thursday, everybody.
We'll be back tomorrow morning. Part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.